lot of times it's hard to do a search in the Strongs for this kind of thing because it's called so many different things. And so when I was trying to figure out what would it be called, I just decided to look and see what the dictionary called. Because the Lord, I woke up one morning praying and I said, Lord, what is this? And Lord has gotten this out of my heart. So I'm so thankful. And I have really changed since he showed me this 2 weeks ago. That's what's so exciting about inner healing and deliverance. When you change, you really change. You think different. You know it's not what you used to would have said. And it's great. It's such a freedom. And when you, it's hard to get there because it's very embarrassing to your pride, which pride should be embarrassed, which is called being humbled. It's very humbling to see how you've hurt people. It's very humbling to see that you've seen yourself incorrectly. And you somehow got your self-esteem for seeing yourself the way you thought you were instead of the way God sees you. It's very humbling to see yourself the way God sees you. That's very humbling. But it's also very freeing because you can let go of that which isn't real, that which isn't from his spirit, and that's which he hasn't placed in you. And so let's look at self. Oh my gosh, this one has more self than, oh my gosh. You should see it all. Okay, I'm just going to go right down the list. I'm not going to, okay. Some of these words I can't pronounce right. All right, let's start. Self-absorbed. That's the one he told me I was, which means something tried to wipe you out. And so you made sure that you existed. And you took on something to make sure that you were the center of attention. You were the center and you were, and things were focused on you. Let me see if I can find the exact word over here. They didn't give all of these, and this dictionary doesn't give them all. But the Lord just showed me that. The Lord showed me that my son had that issue because the devil tried to kill him at an early age, and he took on a spirit to make sure that he was around. And of course, it wasn't the Holy Spirit. Okay, self-accorded, self-accusation, self-accusing, self-accused, self-admiration. Ooh, that goes along with that self-absorbed. Self-admiring, self-advancement. I can't even pronounce some of these, so I'm skipping those. Self-amendment, self-annulling, self-applause, self-application, self-appointed, self-appreciation, self-approving, self-assured, self-baptizer even, self-betrayal, self-blinded, self-care, self-charity, self-commitment, self-communication, self-comprehending, self-concern, self-condemnation, self-condemning, self-conflict, self-congratulations, self-conservation, self-constituted, self-consumed, self-consuming, self-contempt, self-contemplation, self-content, self-correction, self-criticism, self-crucifixion, self-danger, self-deceiving, self-degrading, self-deluded, self-dependence, self-dependent, self-depending, self-deprived, self-depreciation, self-despair, self-destroyer, self-destroying, self-development, self-advised, self-devised, self-devouring, self-dialogue, self-discernment, self-discipline, self-display, self-deserving, self-ease, self-educated, self-enjoyment, self-exaggeration, self-exaltation, self-exalting, self-exertion, self-explaining, self-explanatory, self-exposure, self-fed, self-flattering, self-flattery, self-forgetful, they got everything in here, self-generating, self-giving, self-harming, self-humiliation, self-idolizing, self-ignorance, self-dedicated, self-immunity, self-impartation, self-imposed, self-improvement, self-indignation, self-indulging, self-indulging, that's one for y'all, self-inflicted, self-inspection, self-invited, self-judging, self-killed, self-kindled, self-loathing, self-loving, self-made, self-made, watch that one, I'm a self-made man, I'm a self-made millionaire, I'm a self-made this, self-neglecting, self-occupation, self-offering, self-parade, some of these, self-pity, self-pity, pitying self, poor you, self-pleased, self-pleasing, self-power, self-praise, self-preserving, self-pride, self-profit, self-reflection, self-ignorant, most people don't claim that one, self-regard, self-regarding, self-regulated, self-repression, self-reproved, self-reproved, self-repulsive, self-restricting, self-revealing, self-reverence, self-reverent, self-ruined, self-sanctification, try that one, self-satisfied, self-satisfying, self-security, self-sequence, self-shining, self-sold, self-starved, self-styled, self-subversion, self-supported, self-suppression, self-suspicious, self-taught, self-tormenting. You're tormenting yourself with your old self. Self-torture, self-trust, self-worship, self-worshipper. Over here, let's go to selfish, caring only or chiefly for oneself regarding one's own interests, proceeding from love of self, influence, and actually solely by a view to private advantage. How does this help you? How does this affect you? And we have the one teaching tape called You and Your Own Little Kingdom or something like You and Your Own Little Selfish Kingdom. Anyway, when I started looking at all these things in self in this other dictionary that I had, I thought, oh gosh, Lord, the enemy has really tried to make the focus of our lives our self. And so he's done a lot of different things in your life to make you think about you. Do you know what real freedom is? Real freedom is when you're not thinking about you, but you're thinking about God. That's when you're no longer pleasing man. That's when you really don't care what people think, because all you think about is God. What does it matter what they think about me? Because all I'm consumed with is God. And that's where he wants to get us to. He wants to get us where we're not self-conscious. I don't even think that word was in there. That's a really old dictionary. But I told the ones, I said, Lord, why am I self-conscious? Why can't I, when I'm home by myself, when I'm all by myself in my room, and especially when no one's home, and I put the iPod in my little ears, and I turned on praise music or worship music, Lord, I can have such an awesome time. I can just think about nothing but you. I can just worship nothing but you. I mean, I have been doing dishes with my Walkman, you know, or cooking dinner, and everybody's out of the house yet. I haven't called everybody in. And I'll hit a worship song, and all of a sudden I'll be so captivated by the Lord, so in love with Jesus, so having this great time, that I honestly have to turn the stove down to low, run in the other room, fall out on my face, and worship God. And then I get myself up, run back in, finish dinner, call everybody in. Walkmans and iPods are awesome. Anything you can put praise and worship music right directly into your ears and drown out everything else really does build up your spirit, man. I'm telling you, it's powerful. But I said, but Lord, when I get in front of people and the music's there and I'm worshiping you, and many times, Lord, I can get pretty lost in it. But Lord, sometimes I feel like somebody's talking about me or thinking about me, or I'm thinking about, you know, or people looking at me thinking about, I said, Lord, and I just break through it and keep worshiping you. But I don't even want to think that. I don't want to have any self-consciousness. I just want to be God-conscious. I don't even want to care or think about. Do you know what I'm saying? Now, there's some people who want everybody to look at them. And so they, you know, they're acting a certain way on purpose to see, am I spiritual? Are you watching me? But if you're a true worshiper and you're really free from what people think and you're really not trying to get attention, that's not your motive. And there's just a desire to worship the Lord. And then the Lord says, you worship me in front of people, because when you worship me, I'm going to honor your worship, and I'm going to come into a place and I'm going to touch people's lives and I'm going to change them. Otherwise, I would just as soon worship him when nobody's around. But when he says, no, you go worship me, and I'm going to come in a powerful way if you honor me with your worship. And so that's why he many times will say, go stand in front, go do this, go do that. Like, Lord, he said, I want to come. I want to visit. I want to visit the people. I want to make them hungry. So just worship me. It doesn't matter if anybody's looking. It's not about that. It's about being obedient. And so anyway, so I begin to ask God, why do I get that little thinking about me when I should be only thinking about you? I don't have that when I'm at home, Lord. I don't have that, unless I'm around other people. And that was part of this self-absorbed thing. And what's so cool, if, you know, I talked to somebody about it and they said, well, you know, Cindy, you're not selfish. I mean, you know, spend all these hours in ministry, you do this, you do that. And not very many people would call me selfish in the last at least 5 or 6 years of my life. But see, that's the key to getting free. It doesn't mean that you're feeding that thing. It doesn't mean that you're agreeing with that thing. actually, the more you don't agree with it and the less it's real in your life, then it's very easy to see it, renounce it, hate it, and it's over. And then it never bothers you. But the freedom from thinking about yourself anymore is really fun. And God began to show me, you know, that's why you saw life from only how it affected you. That's why how you saw relationships on based on how did it affect you. How did what your mother say affected you? How did what your father do affect you? How did what your brothers or sister do affect you? How did that affect you? How did that affect you? And it's all once again about you. Instead of being about God. Satan loves that. He strategically does things in your life to make you think about you, to make you focus on you, to make you self-absorbed, selfish, self-conscious. And so I'm believing tonight, and we're going to have a really short altar call, and then we're going to get into groups. But I'm believing tonight the Holy Spirit wants some of you to think of maybe where he'll show you where the enemy made you think about yourself. I know Brent has this. I want you to get free tonight. Because I think a lot of times the enemy has taken areas where you struggle and made you think everybody's talking about you. Everybody's thinking about you. Everybody's worried about you. And it's a lie. Do you know what I mean? And God wants to set you free. Wouldn't it be nice to not think like that anymore? How many says he's not alone? They know the devil's done things in them to make them think like that. Look, Brent, you're not alone. The reason I say something, the devil likes to make people think they're the only one. They're the only one. They're the only one who thinks like that. They're the only one who does this or does. It's just such a lie. There's very few things that he hasn't put a little bit of it in all of us. Which is why we have almost no authority anywhere. Because I have authority when that's not in my heart anymore. I have authority to help other people get free. I have authority to see that little tiny splinter in somebody else's eye when I get the log out. Why do you think God says, you know, get the log out of your own eye before you go to a brother? Because God wants you to know almost everything you're going to see in somebody else is already in you. And when you go to God to get free from that, then you'll be able to help your brother. Why? Because you won't be haughty about it. You won't be prideful about it. And you'll realize the only reason that I got free was because of God's grace. And you'll also know that you didn't want to be judged based on that. One of my new favorite scriptures is, I used to think I didn't need this, but since I've gotten free to realize how messed up I was, the scripture where he says, judge nothing before it's time. Judge nothing before it's time. Thank God for that scripture. Thank God that you can't judge me. Ha 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 ha. Before I stand before the throne of God. I have that much time for him to work everything out of my life that you're not supposed to touch it. Unless the Holy Spirit asks you to help me because you've already dealt with it in your own life. Do you know why we have so little real ministry with very little compassion? Because nobody's going after the logs in their eyes. Oh, I can see all your problems. Well, I want you to get a hold of this revelation because it's very real. Every problem that you see in someone else is either in you or you've already dealt with it so that you can have authority to help them. It's usually A or B. Because there's not much that Satan has left out of putting in every single one of us. It just may not be to the same degree that he's brought fruit to it in someone else's life. I mean, the Bible's very clear. If you say, if you had ever said, I wish that person was dead, and you had no intentions of ever murdering them, if you ever thought, even as a little kid, I wish they were dead, I wish they'd get run over, I wish, if you ever thought, guess what murders in your heart? And you won't have authority to stand against someone who really has murdered someone or is thinking of murdering someone till you get that out of your heart. And you won't have compassion till you really realize, wow, something that small could place that in my heart. And but for the grace of God, Satan could have played with that thing and used me to do something I never thought I would have done. People who've had abortions, people who got pregnant and wished they weren't pregnant. According to the word of God, it's murder. because in your heart, you wish that baby was dead. What I'm saying is murder is in most of our hearts until we recognize it, hate it, and get it out. Thank God the Holy Spirit's come that I can recognize these things, hate it, and get it out. And then have authority to go into prisons where people have blatantly murdered people and see them set free. God wants to get us all to that place. I don't have to be afraid of a murderer. If I know it's not in my heart, they can't murder me. If I get martyred. You know, if God chooses for me to die for his glory, which is very, very rare, but can't happen. So anyway, so there's things in our hearts that God wants us to get out of our hearts.